Scott Engel of Fantasy Sports Network here with bench coach Ron Wotus of the Giants. Coach Christian Arroyo coming up, and he's showing you some offense and some versatility. You know, but baseball's a constant game of adjustments. You know, as the league adjusts to him, how do you think he's going to adjust back?
Well, look, we like the talent. You know, he's still green. I mean, look, he's only played a full year of Double A. He had, 3 weeks in Triple A before he's come up here. But we like his skills. We like his makeup. He's not taken aback by the big lights here in the major leagues. But there'll be some adjustments for him. Look, this is the best league in the world, and the pitching keeps coming at you. He's held his own. He's hit balls hard, gotten some big hits for us. But there'll be some growing pains for him. It's just natural with a player with his limited experience.
Eduardo Nunez comes over from the American League. He has a ton of versatility for you guys. Some people, watch Nunez and said, maybe with his kind of track record, could he repeat what he did last year? Would he make the switch to the National League effectively? Have you been satisfied with all that?
Well, you know, Eduardo's got all kinds of a talent, as you well know. He started off as our third baseman, and because of the injuries and our outfield situation, he's been playing a lot of left field for us. Then Crawford went down. He's been playing shortstop. So he's been moving around. He's really saved us in that regard. Offensively, he hasn't found his stride yet. He's had some very good games. But like I said, he's got a lot of talent. And we're hoping that he can really carry the load because he has that type of ability. And when he gets on, he can steal a base. So he's an important offensive player for us.
You say he hasn't found his stride offensively, but that unfortunately that seems to be going through the team right now. As he came into this series, 3.28 runs per game, .341 slugging percentage. What are you guys working on to correct that?
Well, you know what? It's a little bit of everything. Obviously, we've had some injuries. Hitting's contagious. You lose a couple key guys out of the lineup. We lost Posey on the concussion list. Now Crawford, who's in the middle of the lineup, is not there. Span, our leadoff guy. So it's really changed our lineup quite a bit. And right now, we're not swinging the bats collectively as we can. But we'll be getting Crawford back here soon. Span will hopefully come back. Slide people into their more comfortable roles, and as I said, hitting can be contagious, so we'd have a tougher lineup, 1 through 9, when we get our healthy bodies back, and hopefully we can start getting the key hits. Look, we never pounded the ball. I mean, we're not a club that's going to hit a lot of home runs. I think we're last in the league. We got to keep the game close. We got to play good baseball and find a way to win the game.
Buster Posey's hitting well over 300. As we record this, he has 3 home runs. Do you think Buster's ever going to get back to the power that maybe we've seen in the past? And people always kind of compare him to his MVP season. And how much longer can he do it at this level?
Yeah, well, it's in there. I mean, I really believe you see the home run he hit last night here. He really got out in front of the ball. I mean, he's always been an inside-out hitter. He's a very good hitter, but I believe he can hit, 20-plus home runs per year. So hopefully, he'll get going a little bit in the middle of the order, him and Pence and Belt. We need those guys to really start swinging the bat the way they're capable, especially with these guys out of the lineup like Crawford and Span to help us offensively.
What about Joe Panik? I feel like from a national perspective, though, he's like one of the more underrated guys in the game, and now you seem to be trying him out in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, well, that's, we lost Span. Nunez was leading off a little bit. Joe gives you a good at-bat. He's an on-base guy, good hitter. This last week he's cooled off a little bit, but he sees pitches, has got a good eye at the plate, and he's a natural fit for us at the leadoff spot. As you said, he's an underrated player. Joe's a guy you got to watch day in and day out to really appreciate. He grinds out at-bats. He's smart on the field. He's as sure-handed as they come. He turns the double play, and he's a big part of the reason we've had success here on our ball club.
Coach, thanks a lot for your time.
All right, good seeing you.